that one hand, if you're trying to keep your swing slow and smooth, you find a leisurely pace which suits you best. You prepare yourself beforehand in everything you do, making it slow and steady. Even the way you get dressed for a round of golf or drive to golf course is slow and steady. Putting your feet in the right position, aligning yourself and your hands in the right position for you. On the other hand, if you're a kind of player who gets pumped up by playing well, a faster pace is better for you. You do things to keep a high energy level. You listen beforehand to upbeat music on the car radio or on the CD or MP3 player, which helps you prepare yourself. You maintain a steady rhythm in order to help yourself fall into a successful groove, which you find this groove now, every time, any place, naturally and easily. That's right. So now go deeper and deeper and relax a little more, listening with your subconscious now. You have committed to a rhythm. You let it permeate everything you do. Not only the swing, but the way you talk and walk, tee up your ball, even the way you speak. Rhythm is required for every shot in golf, and is more important than any physical aspect of your swing. The reason that golf is 80% mental is that distractions in your thoughts can cause tension in your body, interrupting the rhythm. You now easily control those mental distractions to consistently swing well and with the rhythm. You concentrate your mind entirely on the game at hand, removing naturally all distractions from your mind, even any distracting thoughts into your head. You have a technique that you use to dispose of all those thoughts. Your subconscious automatically calculates for you your environment.